Planning a Disney World or Universal Studios vacation is not an easy feat. Between Genie Plus, advanced dining reservations, park tickets, hotel accommodations, and more, you're looking at hours upon hours of work when it comes to booking your vacation. Wouldn't you like your vacation to feel more like a vacation, though? Then let Zip Travel give you a hand.
Zip Travel can not only save you hours of time and headaches by booking your hotel accommodations, getting the park tickets, booking the dining reservations, and a plethora of other things you need for your vacation. They can also save you money by finding the rates and discounts available during your trip. They are a great resource you can also lean on with any questions or situations that arise related to your vacation.
But you know what the best part about all of this is? Their services are completely 100% free. Not only are their services free, but Zip Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner and an officially earmarked gold Disney travel agency.
In fact, they are the travel agency that Jamie and I use exclusively to book our numerous trips that we take to Disney World, Universal Studios, and any other place in the world. They book it all for us. We lead super busy lives, and they make it so much easier by handling all the trip planning details for us. We know they will do the same for you. In fact, we believe in them so much, we're willing to throw in some extras if you book your next vacation through Zip Travel.
If you book at least a 3-night vacation package, you'll receive from us a free t-shirt, $10 in CTM shop credit, and a goodie gift basket waiting for you at the front desk of your hotel. So to book your next trip and save time, money, and your sanity, head to travelwithzip.com today. Again, that's travelwithzip.com.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee, and I'm joined, as usual, by my lovely wife, Jamie Lee. So, Jamie, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. It's our first, in case you're wondering, it's our first hurricane, so I'm a little, it's interesting. I'm used to tornadoes being from the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Hurricane's a bit different because you do get a lot of heads up.
That's true.
But it changed, like you're constantly watching it change and where it's going and trying to guess and all that stuff like that. So our plans have definitely gotten shifted because we had, rented points to stay at Boardwalk like a year ago.
Yeah.
Starting on Thursday. And that's been a little change. So we shifted it. We were able to take away the Thursday night.
Right.
But the way in which we rented the points, we basically can't get a refund for Friday and Saturday night.
There's a lot to it, but right. Most people could. We were not able to, but we did get a refund for that Thursday night. Thank goodness.
Yeah, so we were left with either like staying here and then maybe going up on Friday, but then it was like, well, we don't really know what's, roads could be out, things like that. So we decided, we booked a couple of nights at Cabana Bay because we figured, Disney or Universal is a pretty good spot to kind of ride out a hurricane.
Well, and the trajectory of the storm, it put basically the middle of the worst part of it in St. Augustine on Friday morning. We're like, well, that's not going to work. Like, we're going to get stuck here. So that's kind of what we're just going to being proactive and like going down before it even hits Orlando and just staying for, we'll be there until Sunday. So,
we got 2 nights there. We're recording this a day early. Mm-hmm. We're recording this on Tuesday night because we're going to leave pretty early on Wednesday morning just to get there and then just hunker down, and it'll be the first hurricane. So, but I mean, one thing I do like about Universal and Disney is all those places are built to withstand like Cat 5 hurricanes and things like that. So, it's just one of those things where we're gonna, bring lots of stuff to do, bring a lot of food with us, and see how it goes. But if I'm being honest, it's a little nerve wracking. It's a little.
I mean, I'm not really nervous, but I don't know. I don't get nervous at this kind of stuff.
I don't like storms. I never like storms. I know. Like back in Missouri, we would have, and some people find this fun, like down here, like there's no tornado warnings. Like there's no sirens. Whereas in Missouri, like, you grow up and there's sirens every time, you know, they test them and things. So
they test them every Wednesday at 10 a.m.
Yep. So the sirens would go off and you'd get woken up. And I would be the one looking at TV trying to see what's going on. And Jamie's just asleep. Like, she just doesn't, like, never care. I'm like, what in the world? So
it's not that I don't care. It's just that, I don't know, for whatever reason, like, even growing up, it was just like, you know, I can be as prepared as I can be. And then the rest is just not in my hands. You know what I mean?
Like, well, I agree. I agree with that. But I'm very much of a, I like to, I don't know.
You're a worrywart.
I don't think I'm a worrywart. I think I take information and I make decisions based off that, I think, compared to you sometimes.
As do I. I do as well. I do.
Anyways, but that's the plan, what we're going to do. So we're going to ride it out at Cabana Bay. Because we figured Cabana Bay, you know, probably will have, you know, hopefully it depends, but how I guess bad the storm is. A lot of times I've heard from people when they stay at, you know, Disney Universal resorts during hurricanes, they have like activities going on sometimes, you know.
I've heard of that about Disney. I don't know about Universal.
I don't
yet.
Either. And we did.
I guess we'll let you guys know.
Disney was all full.
We can talk about this in a minute,
but that's why if someone's asking, we couldn't get over to Disney. So,
right.
So on today's show, we've got a little bit of news we're going to discuss. We're not going to break down the weather because that doesn't sound like much fun. And then we figured a topic would be kind of, you know, in line with this, which is what to do when you're not in the parks.
So like our favorite things. Basically.
Yeah. Like, so like if you are at, you know, if it's raining or if, you know, something like this is coming through, some things that you can do that will still be fun.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely,
that is what we're going to do. But before we get to the news, I just want to remind everybody, if you want even more content from us, if you want, you know, extra episodes, live streams, everything like that, you should check out Club 32. That's our private group where we do a lot of extra content. So we've got the Cool Kids Kitchen where we make a Disney dish once a month. We have the Club 32 Speakeasy. Just go live and hang out with everybody. We've got the Club 32 show, which is an Ask Us Anything type of platform. When we're in the park, so we're on trips, we do live streams to, you know, room tours, resort tours, show people around, you know, treats and things like that. And then we also have a private podcast feed. You'd get 20% off of CTM apparel and 1901 Candle Company products. And the private Facebook group as well. There's that. So you can do yearly or monthly options. If you do the yearly, you get a free t-shirt. If you want to do even a free trial on the monthly side, you get 7 days for free just to try it out and see if it's for you. So you can go to ctmvip.com and go and check that out because we'd love to have you. So, all right, well, let's get to the news. First one we've got here is Walt Disney has announced some things involving closures, as you might assume from the hurricane coming in. And some issues that may arise. So this is as of, we're recording this Tuesday at 10:07 p.m. Mm-hmm. Things could change from this, but as of right now, this is what we know.
Yes. So what they have said is that the parks and the water parks will be closed on Wednesday and Thursday. That's the 28th and 29th. Disney Springs will be closed Wednesday. They haven't said anything about Thursday yet, but they're anticipating that it will be closed. There will be no penalties for hotel, dining, and event reservations that are either altered or canceled. So in the event of, like, you want to cancel a dining reservation the day of, they're not going to penalize you with that $10 per person penalty. Like, that's completely dropped.
Yeah.
Guests must be checked in to their hotel by 3 p.m. on Wednesday and will not be able to check in after that time. Along with this, guests cannot check into their hotel until after 3 p.m. on Friday. Guests will not be able to check into their hotel at all on Thursday. So basically, for 48 hours, there's no check-ins at all. They're just basically locking it down, I guess. I mean, I guess you can go in and out of the hotel, but there'll be nobody checking in to their hotel at that time.
Yeah.
That does affect us because we will be moving over from Cabana Bay to the boardwalk on Friday, but we cannot check in until 3 p.m. So, you know, hopefully by Friday, you know, maybe the parks are back open, or at least Disney Springs will be able to, like, you know, venture over there and do something, and then just, you know, twiddling our thumbs. We'll see.
We'll find something to do.
We'll find something. So hopefully everything is okay there, but, Walt Disney World Transportation will halt operations at the close of the parks in Disney Springs on Tuesday night. So as of right now, I think whenever Disney Springs closes in a little bit, they will be, you know, not doing any buses, Skyliner, boats, monorails, anything. Multi-day park tickets with a usage window will be extended to be able to be used until September 30th, 2023. So if you cancel your vacation and you have those park tickets, they will be extended for you. There's no penalties on those. Characters will not be present for dining on Thursday or Friday. So if you have a character meal booked, you will not be seeing any characters. The Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser has canceled their voyages that either start on Tuesday today on the 27th or Thursday the 29th. And mini golf courses are closed Wednesday and Thursday. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party has been canceled on Thursday night. And guests at certain hotels will be moved or have already been moved to safer accommodations, like Fort Wilderness Campground, Copper Creek Cabins, Saratoga Springs, the Treehouse Villas, and
the bungalows
at Polynesian. Yeah. All of those guests got moved to safer accommodations. And so that'll be in place until Friday.
And that's just because they're close to the water, stuff like that.
Right. Sure. That is pretty much what they've said already. I don't think I left anything out, but that's basically what is going on at Disney. The only thing that is still open right now are the resorts, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
So if you're staying, like, because they can't close the hotels, you know, they've got so many guests that are staying there or stranded, whatever the reason is. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see, kind of like how the guests handle that. Cause I know what was the last hurricane that came through? And we just heard all of these wonderful stories about, because we weren't in the hurricane or when it was going on, but we heard these wonderful stories about these cast members that were so accommodating, and they were just wanted to make sure the guests had a great time, even though they were pretty much stuck where they were, like games and activities. And I know sometimes characters would come in and meet with everybody, and like, I'm just kind of, I don't know. It makes me feel better that Disney's like trying their hardest to make everybody have as good a time as they can.
Well, yeah, I mean, they know people are freaked out. I'm looking. I don't know the exact name of the hurricane. You had Irma in 2017, and then you had Irma. Michael in 2018.
Okay.
So
okay,
I know. I remember Irma because Irma was whenever I was down for Galaxy's Edge opening. And that was whenever it was coming in toward the end when I was. I was debating on, do I leave a day early? Like, how do I do that? Because that was right at the tail end of it. So that's when I was at Disney before one came in.
Okay.
So I remember that one a little bit. But
at
yeah.
Irma was 2017. This Galaxy's Edge opened in 2019.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was Michael. One? Maybe it was Michael then. I don't know. Okay. It was one of them. I was looking at a list there. One of the hurricanes, anyways, I was down there. It wasn't Okay. Hurricane. Yeah.
So. And also Universal Orlando Resort. Everything is closed there as well. So all three parks and City Walk are completely closed. And that includes the restaurants. So
yeah, I mean, most theme parks in the area are going to be closed.
Halloween Horror Nights, both nights, I think Wednesday and Thursday, I think were the two nights. They have been canceled as well. And you can kind of see, I guess, people that were in the parks today at Universal and at Disney could be seen like taking things down, securing things to the ground, bringing things into inside and stuff. So they are prepping for it. So. Yeah,
they do. I remember watching somebody did a vlog years ago about hurricane prep at Disney, and you could see them like they do quite a bit. Like they have that down. I mean, this isn't the first hurricane to come through. So
sure. And I mean, I really hope that it's not as bad as what they say it's going to be. And you know, I know things change like basically hourly. Things are changing so quickly. So I'm just, you know, just hoping that it's not as, you know, not as much rain, not as much wind that they say
it's
going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, they change, like you were saying. I think my understanding is it could be a Cat 4 by the time it hits landfall.
Okay.
Could be. They think it could power up over the water. Obviously, the good thing for Orlando area is, like, they lose steam over land. So
right.
I've heard a lot, you know, it could be definitely a lot of rain. Obviously, wind comes with that. So we'll see. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things where kind of part of living in Orlando. I mean, we've been here almost 3 years, and I think we've been kind of lucky. This was the first one that we've really had.
This will be this is the third hurricane season. Yeah. So
it's like asking a lot of neighbors, just to double check, tornadoes, I understand. So hurricanes, just, it's a bit different, but
yeah.
Most people around us are just very just hanging out or whatever. So
yeah. But I mean,
it's kind of like, I think that's like the Florida man mentality.
Probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're just grateful that we can be in a place that is, considerably, feels a little safer, than maybe if we were here at our house.
I don't know. I'm not really too concerned. I don't know how it'll be here. I think there'll be a lot of rain.
The flooding is what I was.
Yeah, it could. Thinking. And it depends on, we're not, I think we're like, how many miles? We're not right on the coast. I mean,
we're if you were driving, it was like 35 minutes from the coast. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's one of those things where, yeah, it could do that. My issue was since, obviously riding out a storm in Orlando with, Disney and Universal, those buildings are safe and things like that. But the worry was if we stayed here and then tried to come down to Orlando after that, the road, there could be a lot of issues with roads and who knows what. So it was just sort of that. So
we fully expect it to take a while to get to Orlando when we leave in the morning. We fully expect that, but it's okay. It's all right.
Yes.
We'll get there. I mean, that's basically it as far as what Disney has announced and what we know from Universal. But again, this is Tuesday night. This, things could be added and changed, but, that's just what we know.
Yep. And related to that, the other piece of news we have is the Orlando International Airport has grounded all flights beginning at Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. And that means the airport will be closed.
Yes.
They're not going to. I think it said they're going to reopen what did it say? A reopening date?
I didn't see a reopening date.
I saw a reopening date. I thought I saw Thursday, but it may be Friday.
I think it is Friday. I think it is Friday because we know somebody that's impacted by that.
Yeah.
I think it is Friday. But oh, dang. Right there, that's major. Whenever I saw that the airport was closing, I was like, oh, yeah, Disney's going to close the parks.
Oh, for sure.
So
I think, honestly, too, probably out of a precaution anymore, they probably would anyways if it's a certain level or higher. I mean, it was very rare in the past for them to do it, but I probably think it's not as uncommon now for stuff like that. So, but outside of non-hurricane news, came here for that. There was some announcements. There was actually quite a bit of news that came out the last couple of days. So Disney After Hours, you may remember that event that went on, is returning starting this January.
Yeah, so we have actually been to a couple After Hours events.
We have.
We've been to I went to the most merriest After Hours. We both went to Boo Bash. Mm-hmm. We went to Villains.
Yeah.
And then you did one without me. Was it just a regular one?
Yeah, it was the one. So they did After Hour events. This is back when we first started the show. They did After Hour events as an experiment. And they were
in January, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little bit more expensive, and it was really, really, really dead crowds. They just, nobody was there. So they did, it was the first one they ever did, and they relaunched it. And me and my buddy went, and that was the one where I got stuck on Pirates for basically the entire time.
That's right.
I went on Pirates as the third ride, I think we did.
Yeah.
And if you ever want to know what happened there's a vlog and there is a episode about that where it was an interesting observation of human behavior.
Right.
Because people lost it. Because it was a good hour and a half at least being stuck in there. Yeah.
And that's a good chunk of time. And if you're not familiar with what Disney After Hours events are, it's basically a separated ticketed event that occurs late night at one of the parks. And you have three additional park hours to eat ice cream, popcorn, soda, ride all the rides. Sometimes there's characters and if there's a theme to it, villains, there's a little bit extra. But it's supposed to be not a lot of people there. You're supposed to be able to get a lot of stuff done.
Well, the idea is
wait times.
Yeah, the idea is you can ride stuff, just walk on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, the first one will be January 4th. That's at Hollywood Studios. And January 9th at Magic Kingdom. And as of right now, it's just at Hollywood Studios and Magic Kingdom. And the prices are going to start at $129 and go all the way up to $159. The tickets go on sale October 4th. and guests of Disney World, or sorry, guests of Walt Disney World Resort hotels will be first to buy this, and then it'll be available to other guests that are coming in. So
now with this, you don't have to have a day ticket.
Nope, you do not need a day ticket. This is completely separate.
Yeah.
So now you can get into the park as early as 7 p.m., but most of the time they start at either 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. I believe the Magic Kingdom one starts at 10 and the one and Hollywood Studios starts at 9. But you can get in as early as 7 with that ticket.
Yeah.
And these events will go through until basically the spring. So, you know, if you're at a trip coming up and you want a little extra time in the parks and you don't want to spend a ticket for it, maybe this is a good thing for you to do if you want lower wait times. Because it's
cool. other than the first one I did, we've enjoyed them for what they are. I mean,
it's freezing. The villains one, I think.
It was so cold.
Yeah.
But I mean, it really is like low. I mean, for most of the rides, it is completely a walk on. Like,
yeah.
I think I've only done that one in Magic Kingdom, so I've never done them in another park. But
okay.
I think Mine Train might be like 15 minutes or something like that, but it's not much. And then you, like Jamie said, you get the free food with it and stuff like that. So
it is nice. I do like that. Now I enjoy these events. I think it's a great idea if you're not wanting to go in the park, especially during the day when it's busier, or if it's like the spring where it's like hotter, mm-hmm. you can experience a little cooler weather at night. But the ambiance is very cool. And I don't know if it's still like that now with, you know, the parks getting busier again. But when we went, like you said, it was like almost dead. There was like, you couldn't see anybody.
I mean, it was weird. You would be in the back or near Frontierland and you could turn around and there would be nobody around you. It was very strange being in Magic Kingdom and with that. So,
but it was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Hopefully, I mean, the thing with these is always if they cap it correctly and don't have too many people, which sometimes when they first start, it seems like there's too many people because everybody goes to like the snacks and the major stuff. And then usually as the night goes on, people kind of start like, you know, they get strung out around the park a little bit and things like that. So,
yeah. Well, and check the website if you've got a trip coming up and you want to see if it occurs on your trip dates, you'll be able to get in there. So they haven't said anything about Epcot or Animal Kingdom, and I don't know if they will, but
they've never done one at Epcot. They did one at Animal Kingdom a bit, which it had mixed reviews from people. I remember that.
Okay.
I remember people saying it was much more.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a, it wasn't many of them they did there. A lot of people said it was much more of like a party atmosphere.
Mm,
but Animal Kingdom doesn't have that many rides.
That's true.
You know, the only, in Epcot, they may do it once the construction's done and things like that. But yeah, they've never done it at Epcot. They've always done it at Hollywood Studios and mostly Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah.
But all right, and the next story we have is the full lineup of Candlelight Processional narrators have been announced.
Yeah, so if you're not familiar with Candlelight Processional, this is basically a very holiday favorite, I think, that you would consider people like love this, right? I mean, this is very popular.
Yeah, people, yeah, there definitely is a crowd for it.
Yeah, so basically it's have a celebrity narrator that comes and the Voices of Liberty come as well, and they have a 50-piece live orchestra and a choir that sing a heartwarming retelling of the traditional Christmas story. And this year's lineup, okay, it starts at November 25th, and it goes all the way through December 30th, and each person does a few nights. I'm not going to say who everybody is, but there's a couple new ones. So we will be there the second week of December, and Josh Gad will actually be there, and I think he's going to be very popular to see. He's a new one this year. New also is, I can't pronounce his name because I don't want to mess it up, but it's basically the Shang-Chi actor. He's the first one. I don't want to mess up his name.
I think it's just Simu Lee.
Is it? Okay. And then Raul Esparza, who is the DA on Law & Order SVU. And then there's also Mariska Hargitay on SVU. So there's a lot of SVU.
A lot of crimes going on.
A lot of crimes.
They should read it and it goes, dun, dun.
Right? Damon John from Shark Tank, he'll be there. And then Gloria Estefan will also be there, and she's new. But everybody else has done it before. And they've got Whoopi Goldberg, Isabella Rossellini, Edward James Olmos, Neil Patrick Harris, obviously. Cal Ripken Jr., Marie Osmond, Courtney Vance, and Angela Bassett.
And they and those I'm wondering if you you might hear the disappointment in my voice that my boy Kurt Russell wasn't named.
Does he do Candlelight? I thought he did.
He did Candlelight.
I guess he did. Yeah.
Yeah. He rocked Candlelight.
That's true.
But they do add people. Like, they have open slots, so there's potential.
Well, they did, and then they filled them.
So there's no more potential?
There's no more. I'm sorry.
They filled all the slots?
They did. Those... They filled all of them.
Ugh. Well, yeah. Hey, we got Kenny for Food and Wine.
We do have Kenny for Food and Wine. We're covered there.
Maybe Kurt was just like, he's got to sell his wine.
Now, if you have never attended Candlelight Processional, they also have dining packages that you can purchase. And there's a couple of restaurants that are offered to do these dining packages. Basically, you eat at the restaurant, you pay for the little like card or lanyard thing, and you pay for the dining package price, and then you get priority seating to the performance that they basically give you at the restaurant. And I highly recommend that you do this for the ones that are, for the like, narrators that are very like popular, I guess. Like, I think Neil Patrick Harris is always very popular. So if you want to see him, I would probably get a dining package, because you can do standby, but there's no guarantee that you'll get in standby, especially if there's a lot of dining package people. So
Edward James almost always has a butte.
Listen, he's done it like every year for a while. Like he's a staple.
You know what's funny?
Man.
I know that name. I cannot picture his face.
He played Selena's dad in Selena.
I never saw that. So.
Selena!
I know who Selena is. I just never saw the movie.
That's the one thing that I think of whenever I think of him.
Gotcha.
So, anyway.
It's just one of those names, like sometimes you know a face, but you can't remember the name. With that, like I know that name, and I'm like, I have no clue who that face is.
Okay.
And I refuse to Google it. I'm not going to do it.
Okay, Jared.
I'm going to live my life with that hole of knowledge. I'll be like, Edward James Olmos? I'm like, yeah. Like, do you know what he looks like? Not a clue.
Wow, Jared.
Couldn't tell you.
Wow. The packages for the dining packages go on sale October 6th.
Yes. It's basically like a fast pass for this.
It is a fast pass. Kind of, yeah. And a little extra money.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, it's like Genie Plus. You got to pay for it.
Right.
So, all right. And the last bit of news we have is Disney Cruise Line has dropped their vaccine mandates to cruise.
Yeah. So beginning October 14th for Disney Wonder, Disney Dream, Disney Fantasy, and Disney Wish sailings, and November 7th for Disney Magic sailings, Disney Cruise Line will no longer require guests to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 at the time of sailing. However, it is highly recommended, and all guests ages 5 years and older who are not fully vaccinated will need to submit proof of a negative COVID test taken 1 to 2 days before the sail date. Guests age 4 years of age and younger do not require testing. I feel like I saw this coming. You know, the CDC, who they followed for their guidance for this whole thing, basically dropped all of their, like, the program that they had for the COVID-19 everything. They dropped that and they said, okay, this is, now it's all, it's all on you guys. You just decide. And I think, was it like Virgin Cruise Line was the first one to drop theirs. And then like kind of people are following suit. So, I mean, this is just eventually going to happen. So,
yeah, I mean, I think Disney, if you watch how they did things as throughout all of COVID, they would kind of just do it inch by inch. Like instead of just doing it all at once, they kind of would. So
yeah,
it was one of those things where in talking with like Kinder from Zip and travel and stuff like that, we knew it was coming. It was just when they were going to announce it. So not a surprise, but you do still have to have the test though.
Still have to take the test. Right. Right. So, I mean, there's that,
they're not letting you off the hook completely there.
That's true. They're not, they're not yet.
But yeah, so, and I would assume that will probably drop. I would be surprised maybe by the end of the year. I don't know. Who knows?
I'm not sure about that. I can guarantee that the ships will start being fuller. I mean, you know, there's some people that waited until, you know, because some people that didn't get vaccinated wanted to say, oh, no, you know.
Well, even people didn't want to vaccinate their kids, too.
That's true.
I mean, there was a lot of, I know there was a lot of people were saying like the ships were not full. And for Disney Cruise Lines, that's not a normal thing. So it's definitely, that's one reason why we weren't too surprised, because at some point they probably realized they were going to have to do this to, you know, help out with the demand, perhaps. But yeah, so
true.
If you're looking at a cruise and you're waiting on that, then that is your signal to book. And then
it just hit up Zip Travel.
I was going to say, Zip Travel travel with zip.com is where you'd go for that.
Absolutely. If you remember, our very own Kendra from Zip Travel, she went on Disney Wish, and we did an episode about that in July. So
yeah.
She knows, she's got the knowledge.
She broke it down.
That's right.
In great detail in her southern twang.
Southern twang.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, that's it for all of the news, but we do have a poll time.
Poll time. So I asked the members of the Captured Magic Community Facebook group, how or has your Walt Disney World trip ever been significantly affected by inclement weather, such as an impending hurricane? And 75% said, nope, knock on wood. 16% said, yes, but we didn't change anything about our trip. 5% said, yes, we had to cancel or move our trip dates. Which is, like, surprising to me. Well, I guess it's not. Like, it's just, it only happens, like, once every couple of years, and it's just for, like, a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I guess it's, I mean, this is a good thing that people, you know, haven't had to experience it. But that, like, that's just the risk you take when you travel in September or August or October. You know,
anytime in the fall, really.
Anytime in the fall.
I'm more concerned about the 2% of people that said other. I don't really know what the other would be.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that.
Were you impacted by a hurricane? Yes. No.
I'm not sure. Other.
I don't really know what that means, but okay.
Yeah. And then some people said, I evacuated to Disney during a hurricane. Does that count? I'm like, yeah.
A lot of people, us included,
right.
do that. So, well, right. We're not. We're evacuating to Disney adjacent, but yeah.
Disney adjacent.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, so thank you everybody for participating in the poll this week. I will have a new poll next week.
Yes, and if you want to be part of the next poll time, you should join the Capture the Magic Facebook community. It's where Jamie posts those poll times, and that's also a great place to, you know, if you have questions about an upcoming trip or, you know, just want to be in a cool group.
Cool.
On the internet, on the interwebs, you can join there. And it's obviously on Facebook, Capture the Magic community. And answer some questions, and we'll probably let you in. So
probably.
There we go. Jamie, do you hear that?
No.
If you're listening right now, you may be able to hear the smooth sounds of Kenneth G. And I say that because he's coming back to Food and Wine.
Woohoo!
Which is, I've been asking for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. And years ago, we had a shirt that celebrated Kenny G coming to Food and Wine. Mm-hmm. Because when Kenny G comes to Food and Wine, it is indeed Saxy time.
It is Saxy time.
So we have a re-release of the Kenny G Saxy Time shirt, and it says Food and Wine is now Saxy with Kenneth G on it. And this is the newest shirt on cteamshirts.com. And you can have it yourself if you're going to go to Food and Wine, or if you just want to let people know that you enjoy smooth jazz and you have good taste and you're classy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They'll immediately be like, wow, that guy, that girl, top class.
Kenny G. That's right.
So you can get your own Food and Wine is now Saxy shirt over at ctmshirts.com. And if you order in the next week, you will also get a free Food and Wine is Saxy sticker to go with your shirt. So you can put it on your computer or your car or wherever to let people know that you too have a lot of class and mm-hmm. good taste. So again, go to ctmshirts.com. And if you order within the next week, you'll get a free sticker as well. All right, well, that's it for the news and the poll time. So we are now going to talk about what to do when you're not in the parks, let's say for inclement weather or whatever reason. You're mm-hmm. just not in the parks. Looking for things to do outside the parks.
Or you did like a staycation. You just didn't want to go, didn't have tickets.
Always that. There's people that do that. Yeah, you just absolutely. Come down and do the resort stuff and everything like that. So we're going to talk about some things you can do, if you catch yourself. And we'll be doing a lot of these things, probably.
Probably.
Maybe. Yep. Hopefully by the time we get to Disney, it's not as bad, but we'll see.
I hope so. It's probably still going to be really rainy on Friday. Saturday and Sunday, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, what is the first one you've got?
Well, this is in no particular order, but the first one I thought of and the one that we'll be able to do is the boardwalk area. Hang out at the boardwalk area. Staying at the boardwalk. Some notable things that are really enjoyable is the dining. You got Flying Fish over there. Mm-hmm. You got Trattoria Al Forno. You've got the new Boardwalk Deli that just opened. You've got Big River Grill. What's that? Abracadabra? Is that bar right there?
Yep.
You've got, of course, Jelly Rolls and Atlantic City Dance Hall.
Yeah, Bellevue Lounge inside of Boardwalk.
That's true. You have that too. And, you know, obviously ESPN Club is now defunct. It is closed. But there's an ice cream parlor there as well. And then that bakery will be going in 2020, I think next summer, I think.
So, yeah, I'm not sure the timetable on that one.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, so lots of stuff to do over there, including the Streetmosphere.
Also have over there a Boardwalk and Yacht Club too. There's stuff you can go just stroll on over there. Yeah, I mean, the Boardwalk's a cool. I've always enjoyed the Boardwalk area as a whole. Like,
it's awesome.
It's a cool place to, like, to me, especially in the evenings. It's kind of a nice place to go. I mean, you can go get pizza at a walk up window if you want to.
Just it's true.
Hang out. And now that they do have the Streetmosphere back, you know, it's got, I don't know, it's a vibrant place, I suppose you could say, at night.
It's active. It's an active place.
Active is a good word.
Thank you.
One I would say you could do is, you know, you could take part of riding Disney transportation. Doesn't cost you anything.
Yes.
So especially, if you want to ride the bus, go for it. I don't know how amazing that would be to you, but maybe it is to you. But other people may look at like the Skyliner, the monorail, water modes of transportation. I mean, you can ride those and you know, till you, as long as you want.
Our own little baby son, our 3-year-old son, we walked by it. We were exiting Epcot last time we were there. Walked by it because we were going to Boardwalk Deli. Mm-hmm. Walked by the Skyliner station and he bawled because he wanted to go on it so bad. Like it. So if you have little kids that love transportation, love cars, trains, planes, whatever, it's actually a very worthwhile activity. And the Skyliner is kind of fun. I know you don't like it. I know you don't like the heights. I know.
Hold on. It's fine. My whole thing of the Skyliner is it's fine.
You don't want to get stuck.
But when it stops up top, I hate it. I hate it for that period of time. But when it's going, it's fine. It's just when it stops up there. Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge fan of heights and dangling from heights, you know?
Yeah, you do dangle a little bit.
You dangle, and the dangling is what gets me. I'm like,
that word is funny. Dangle.
Yeah, it's like, are you okay, Jared? Oh, I could use without the dangling. That's for sure. Because I've been up in the Arch in St. Louis, and those don't know the Arch. Like, it moves up there,
mm-hmm.
which is very off-putting.
Yep.
But you know, you're like, well, this thing's been here for a while. It's probably not going to come down, but I'd like to go down to please. Like, it's just weird. So same thing with the Skyliner. Right. Like, this is just not the most settling thing in the world. Let's please continue moving. So,
yeah, I understand.
But when it's working, it's great. Yeah. You get some cool views. And
same thing when the monorail's working, when it's going and it's working great. Also a great thing to do. And you get to sit. It's kind of smelly sometimes, depending on who you're with, though, because people sweat.
How dare you? Are you saying in there that some people? I can't believe you, but it's true.
How dare it? yeah.
I mean, that's just people in general, though.
That's true. But the boat, I do enjoy the boats. Not so much the ferry in Magic Kingdom, like back and forth between TTC, but the boat launches between like Poly and Magic Kingdom or Grand Floridian, like those smaller boats. Like Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah,
like those.
I like the friendship boats better because they're bigger.
Oh, those aren't bad.
Because you don't have to fold the stroller up.
Word, yes, that's true. Yeah.
Word, yes.
Word.
I think on the small ones, not always, but usually you have to fold those up.
The
friendship boats are my favorite ones because, yeah, you're right. The ferry boats, it just hauls you back and forth. There's really nothing like
it's not so
magical pretty. About it.
Except for you're arriving to Magic Kingdom. Oh.
I will say, if you get up to the top floor of the boat, the ferry boat, it's kind of cool up there. You
see but we always have the stroller. We never do that.
I've gone up there with our daughter before.
Oh, okay.
But not all of us at once can go.
True that. Really. Yes.
So, all right, what's your next one that you've got?
Resort hopping.
Always something you can do.
Always a great idea. Along with that, dining at the resorts. I mean, there's so much delicious food at the resorts. One of our favorites, Topolino's.
Mm-hmm.
The breakfast and the dinner. We've done both, and we love both. What's some other dining that you like at the resorts?
Well, obviously, you've got like Ohana is always
love
good.
Love Ohana.
Kona is always a good one to go to when it's open.
It's closed right now.
I know.
terrible timing with the hurricane.
It is terrible timing with that. What is the, now I'm drawing a blank.
California Grill.
Geyser Point's a really cool
Geyser
spot.
Geyser Point's
over
good.
At, over at Wilderness Lodge. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. It's dining and, you know, if you want to go over and have some drinks, like, you know, if you want a bar hop, whatever you want to call it. Like, it's a cool thing you can do because, you know, it's very, and like this thing too, that you can go to different resorts. Mm-hmm. Via the, you know, however transportation method and go to different places. I mean, bar hopping is a little quicker to do versus restaurants, but yeah, you can do all that stuff.
Another thing I like to do at resort hopping is go into the stores. For example, like Grand Floridian, they've got the Basin store, which is like the bath bombs, and it smells so good in there. And then you can check out some of the resort exclusive merchandise, because sometimes they'll have like spirit jerseys or mouse ears. For example, there was a like really cute pair of mouse ears and a matching lounge fly that was released at Grand Floridian and was like gone in a second. Like, people found out that it was there and they just grabbed them all. Like,
and
very
just,
popular.
Just took them.
Well, because just took them, just stole them. No. So the resort specific merchandise can be very popular. And so I do like going in those stores and and checking them out.
You know, I kind of feel like with Grand Floridian, I feel like they should lean. I was just thinking, like, going to the store, they should just lean into their reputation and just have some guy walk going, hello. Like, they should have had just some guy that just totally like, wow, it really is uppity in here. And just,
what was that voice?
It was like a 1920s. Like, he's wearing like a very nice sweater.
Oh, it's a baby. Shit.
Yeah. And he's got like a pipe and he's got he twirls his mustache at you. And you're like, wow, it really is high class up here.
It's not like. Okay, sure. Okay.
I'm assuming he's twirling a liquid in his hand of some sort at the same time.
This is a really crazy situation.
Welcome to my brain. Oh, sorry. Man. I listen, it popped into my brain and I was like, I'm sharing it with all you guys. So you're welcome. It happened.
Anyway, hopping between resorts is very easy to do on the Monterey resorts. It's easy to do for the Skyliner. And that kind of goes into, which I think you can probably talk about better than I can, because I've never done either of these, is the monorail crawl or the Skyliner crawl.
Yeah, I've never done it. I think we were going to do it before COVID and it shut down. But you could do it on your own. I don't know if Disney's doing it now, but they used to sell tickets to actually.
It's like
have
a highway
it.
In the sky.
Yeah. But you can do it yourself. Thing. So, I mean, on the monorail, you've got the Polynesian, Grand Floridian, and the Contemporary. So you can just get on it yourself and you could stop at all the bars there and do that. So,
do you ever include Wilderness Lodge in that? I know it's not on the monorail, but it's right there.
Well, considering it's not on the monorail.
I know, but like it's right there.
Listen, there's got to be lines drawn.
You're drawing the line.
And the Wilderness Lodge, while a great resort, cannot be included.
But it's got Geyser. We love Geyser.
It does. But you can't get to it via the monorail. So
technicalities. Okay.
I don't know what to tell it. I hate to break it to it, but it's not on the list.
But I do want to try the Skyliner crawl too. Actually, I want to do both of these.
So the Skyliner crawl would be Riviera, Caribbean Beach, and then you've got, I'm trying to think. I mean,
The Epcot resorts.
Yeah, Epcot. Yeah. So it's got definitely a good mix of stuff in there. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, all of them too. I mean, the thing is too about the monorail crawl is you've got Enchanted Rose. Is a cool bar over there in Grand Floridian.
Never been inside.
I've been on the outside. I've never been on the inside.
Okay.
They wouldn't let me in.
Yep. Like, you're in prison.
They're like, you, sir.
On the outside.
No. Actually, it was just closed. But yeah. So, I mean, those are things you can do. Obviously, you know, if you've got kids with you, you could still do it, but just, you know, be responsible, perhaps. Yeah. But yeah. So.
Something else to do at the resort, which we try to do every time we stay at a new hotel, is swimming. The pools.
Unless there's a hurricane.
Unless there's a hurricane.
But yeah, typically the pools are frequented by us with our children.
It's necessary for our little ones.
It gets the wiggles out.
It really does. We really need that pool.
Well, if you remember as a kid, like, theme parks will wear a kid out, you know? But swimming exhausts you.
It's a different kind of tired.
Like, if you want your kids to sleep, well, you just let them go swim for like 2 hours, and they just sleep like babies.
Just think about it. You're constantly, like, moving around, and you get, like, it's crazy.
Although, in our defense, our daughter is constantly moving around on her own.
It's true.
Without being in water. But it's I understand. But yeah, swimming is, and now you can't resort hop swim at Disney. So that is one thing about Disney that you can't do.
There is within certain ways. Sometimes you can, Sometimes you can.
Well, for the most part.
You cannot hop to resorts like Beach and Yacht Club. Storm Long Bay, don't even try it.
Right.
Don't even try
it. I mean, okay, I'll put it this way. I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying you're not supposed to. Mm. If you catch my drift,
yeah.
I'm not saying you should or shouldn't do things, but I'm just saying. So that's the thing. So if you're, you know.
They're more lax about it if you're a DVC member. Like DVC resorts, yeah. They're more lax about it for sure.
Yeah, but yeah, so that's just something to keep in mind if you want to do that. But you know, again, just I guess have a plan.
Yeah, and like if you have a long vacation, take an afternoon and just hang out at the pool. Like even if your kids are gonna go crazy, they need a pool day. They need like getting away from the parks. You know, mm-hmm. It's just you know, and if it's a staycation, spend a couple days at the pool. Layout. There's always a pool bar.
You're telling everybody what to do.
I'm telling you what to do.
Go to the pool.
Do it.
That's a nice thing. There are pool bars nearby, and most of them have food as well, so you can hang out there. And one of the better ones, I do think, is Riviera over there. I think that pool and the bar there is a nice little thing to have for sure there. But yeah.
Yeah.
You got another one?
I'm trying to think. Oh, I was trying to think more things like at the resorts. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking like upcharge events that you could do. So, for example, Animal Kingdom Lodge, you could do the Starlight Safari, which is night vision goggles. And yeah. You go around and like you have a guide and everything. I've always wanted to do that. So it's on my bucket list.
Tour. I think that you can actually take a tour of the whole place.
Mm-hmm. You can sample some food from the restaurants. Yeah. Like it's a whole big thing. So I definitely want to do that as well. You can do the cat. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say something that you can do at the fits into resorts is most of them will have like activities you can do. Like in the.
Always.
In the activity. Like I don't know what they call it. The family center or something like that. There's usually
community hall.
Yeah, community hall. Where, you know, we've done it with our kids where you can go color or they're playing movies or doing something like the cast members do stuff in there. So you can do things like that as well. Like our daughter and I, we colored for like an hour in one of those. I think it was at Riviera, actually.
Well, there's other things like that castle painting, mm-hmm. Once Upon a Painting at Contemporary, which I did with our daughter. You can do Sangria University at Coronado Springs, which I did a year ago-ish. Mm-hmm. There's Enchanted Rose. It's a paint your story activity where you can paint looks like a book stack, but it's actually like a box, which I still want to do. That's on my list. But yeah, so you can do upcharge events at the resorts. Like not everything is free.
True.
So that is something to consider as well if you're looking into that. So
yes, agreed. Trying to think, I mean, one you can do is a little bit of an upcharge thing, but you can do like firework cruises.
Yes.
Those are really cool. You've done one.
I did an Epcot one about a year ago and had a great time. It was a great experience. I have yet to do a Magic Kingdom one. So another bucket list item, I think, for me and for you, probably.
I mean, I would like to do one.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, and you can do private ones. You can do one all together. There's different versions. I don't think they're renting out like the big yachts. Maybe they are. They may be now, but they weren't as of like a year and a half ago or something. Yeah. So more things are being added back in all the time. So definitely something to look forward or look into is just renting watercraft. Like,
yeah, I've never done that before.
We did do the Swan paddle boats a couple weekends ago, that was free. Hard to do.
Those were not. You look at those and you're like, that looks relaxing. It's not really relaxing. No. It doesn't go very, like you drift a lot. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Granted, they don't let you go far. Because at first they said, just go to the little thing and come back. And I was like, well, that's not very far. And then I'm in the thing and I'm like, that's why.
Right.
Because it's not.
Oh, it's just really, really a lot of work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can do, I mean, in like Swan, I don't think any other resort has any paddle boats like that at Disney.
I don't think so.
I don't believe so. But you can rent a boat, you know. I know over at Polynesian, they've got a boat you can rent there. Mm-hmm. They've got a whole marine center.
I mean, like, the resorts also have, like, the Surrey bikes. Certain ones do.
I've actually never done those. But, yeah, Surrey bikes, you can do that. Like, Old Key West has that.
Boardwalk has it. You can do horseback riding at Port Wilderness. Fort Wilderness is its own
thing. I was going to say, to mind is, like, if you're staying over at Fort Wilderness, there's a ton of things you can do over there, like archery and horseback riding and...
Who to do a review with the dinner show over there, mm-hmm. Which is another thing I haven't done and I want to do. hope to do a review. But yeah, like a lot of stuff to do over there. A lot of outdoor activities, definitely. Mm-hmm. The Segway tour over there.
Do they still do that?
Mm-hmm, they do. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't realize Segways were still around.
They are. They are not just a fad, my friend. Apparently.
Granted, I haven't been to a mall in a long time, so I don't know if the mall cops are still utilizing them. But that's the only time I ever saw them was a mall. You know, the mall cops had them.
I don't know. I haven't been to a mall in a while either.
Remember how when those came out, it was like that was going to be the future of transportation?
Oh, yeah. I just pictured Job from Arrested Development on one. Remember, he would always just come in with a...
I remember trying to get over like dirt piles with it. And yeah. I wonder if everyone was like, this is really cool. Then Job made fun of it. They're like, actually, never mind.
Not cool anymore.
Never mind.
Anyway, I think one that's a big one is Disney Springs. Like, yeah. That's the big one.
There's a lot of stuff to do at Disney Springs.
Lots of stuff. And it's, you know, not in the parks. But, I mean, obviously the main one is shopping. Lots of stores there. A lot of stores that maybe you'd be able to find at other, like, outlet malls. But some that are unique to Disney Springs. Mm-hmm. Like the Marvel store. The Marvel superhero store is over there. You've got
the Star Wars store over there. I will say, they don't have a ton of stuff in those stores. They do. It is themed to them. So.
Got the biggest World of Disney store ever. It's giant.
That thing is always packed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Trendy over there in the market, the co-op marketplace area. They do a lot of activities there too, like the Christmas tree trail. You can meet Santa. Yeah, lots going on. Lots of dining, obviously.
There's a lot of food. I mean, a lot of, if you want drinks as well.
Lots of drinky drinks.
You got drinky drinks.
Drinky drinks.
You got Jock Lindsay's over there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Things like that. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, Gideon's, obviously, people want their Gideon's and different things. So it's definitely like a, you can go there anytime, obviously, but it becomes like a late night kind of spot for a lot of people around that area. So yeah.
What's one thing at Disney Springs that you want to do that you haven't yet? Or do you have anything in mind? I have like two things I want to do.
I mean, the thing that was a really cool thing that you can't do anymore is the Void. Was the virtual reality thing that was in there. That was actually pretty cool. That was pretty, in terms of VR goes, that was really awesome. I'm trying to think.
I want a bowl at Splitsville. I still have not done this.
Splitsville would be fun to do.
And I do want to eventually see the Drawn to Life show, the Cirque du Soleil show. I do eventually want to see that. But that's another two other things that are not dining and shopping. That you can do at Disney Springs is...
You can go watch French bowling. Clowns.
You can also go see a movie. Yeah. There's so many things to do at Disney Springs.
There is. I'm trying to think of stuff I haven't got to do at Disney Springs. I mean, I'm trying to think. I mean, Splitsville would be the one. I was going to say, like, go get a cigar at the place, but I've had cigars, so it's like, whatever. There's that cigar shop that's
had cigars. I don't need any more.
I don't need...
That's what you said.
I mean, I don't necessarily want to smoke it at Disney Springs, I suppose, but...
Why not?
I don't know. I don't. Anyways, I guess I could. I don't know. I mean, I guess Splitsville would be the one that would be me because I'm not really into Cirque du Soleil. So,
by the way, speaking of Disney Springs, I didn't really mention it in the news show or the news part. The Coca-Cola rooftop bar no longer is serving alcohol.
I saw that,
which is strange because I mean I know like I had never been up there. I had planned on going up there, and I mean I probably still will, but that's kind of strange that they. I guess their liquor license expired or something.
It's possible. They may just not want to have to renew it.
Probably.
It could be because they may not. I'm guessing they weren't selling enough.
Cause I don't know. It's always like a lot of people up there, right? I don't know.
I've actually never been in the Coca-Cola store, so I don't know how busy or anything it has been up there.
All right.
Well, I enjoy Coke Zero, but I'm like, would you like to visit an entire store based on it? I'm like,
just want to drink it. Thanks.
I don't know how much I really, you know. Now, if it's a ribeye store,
then
I might go up there. But anyways,
okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, is there anything else you can think of, like things to do? I mean, there's a lot of. I mean, you can get like down into like the nitty gritty of some stuff, I suppose.
Sure. I mean, that's a general idea of things that you can do or things that we have done. I mean, there's a couple of things that we haven't, but we do try to. Be well-rounded in what we do at Disney and
some of the things. I mean, I think if you're one, depending on it, like if you're staying at a Disney resort, you can really dive into like what things they have going on there. Like we've been to Wilderness Lodge and they have like necklace making or...
Oh, you tie-dye their shirts.
Yeah. That's always a thing. Around Christmas time, sometimes they'll do like ornament making. So they do a lot of things. Like, they're not going to be advertised. They're very much like on a board they put out. You can even ask them at the front desk. Like, there's a lot of activities that they do that they don't necessarily... Like, they're not, you're not going to necessarily know unless you kind of look into it or ask yourself. So that's something you could do is... You know, when you're staying at a resort, to see what stuff they have going on. Movie Under the Stars is another one, like swimming.
Oh, yeah.
And doing that at night, like watching movies that way. Yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff. But a lot of it, I think, is like if you're going to stay, if you're not going to go to the parks, I think you could, you know, explore your resort.
Can always be a lot of fun. Absolutely. Yeah. I'd love doing that.
Like, I'm really excited for the meetup. We're staying at Art of Animation.
Yes.
And our son is... like obsessed with cars,
and we're in a car suite,
and he's gonna lose his mind in there.
I'm so excited.
I don't think he's ever gonna sleep.
I don't know. I mean, I think we're gonna have to spend a lot of time in the cars section, like outside, because like there's Lightning McQueen car, there's the sheriff, there's meter. I mean, it's all there.
I hope your mom is prepared to just watch him try and get into the cars.
I think she is. She is prepared.
Because she will be watching them anyway.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, you got anything else you want to add? Or?
No, just that, you know, obviously the parks being closed is a very, very, very rare occurrence. And this episode kind of just spurred us thinking like, okay, what if you can't go to the park? What would you do if they were open? You know, obviously a hurricane has closed almost like, well, the boardwalk area would probably be closed, I'm guessing. Not sure, but like a lot of these things may not be running.
Yeah. That is the thing about the boardwalk. I don't know how the resort food goes, like inside the resort, but like especially boardwalks, considering it's outside of it.
Yeah.
I would assume no.
Well, I think by the time we get there, we may not have to worry about that.
Right. I'm just talking about like during, I'm not talking about for us. Thursday. I just mean like in general,
sure,
how they do that. But yeah,
sure. I guess we'll find out. So,
I mean, I have heard in the past they'll bring around sandwich stuff for people, like give them.
Yeah, food, I've heard that. And listen, like I'm just baffled by like the attention and the attentiveness of the cast members and like how hard they work to make sure you're having a good vacation.
Yeah.
I just love it. I'm very grateful for those peeps.
Well, I as well.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm trying to say basically, but I love you guys. Thanks, guys.
They haven't done anything yet.
I know, yeah. but they are doing it now, you know.
Okay. I agree.
Getting everything ready, right?
Yes. Well, I mean, everybody's in, you know, you're all stuck in the same storm together, so you might as well have some fun.
Yeah.
If you can. Yeah.
But we will be live streaming our experience this weekend. Well, this week, I guess, Wednesday to Sunday. So if you want to catch some live streams about what's going on at Disney or Universal during a hurricane, Club 32 is the way to be.
That is. And more than likely, I would say for Wednesday and Thursday, because I'm bringing the Switch with us down there.
Oh, no.
I may be doing Mario Kart live stream plays because... I'm just going to be chilling in the room. So if anybody wants to play some Mario Kart online, Club 32.
We did manage to get a suite over there at Cabana Bay, so we don't have to be all in the same room the whole time. So that's a relief.
Yeah.
There's a little extra room in there.
Yeah, for sure. So, but all right. Well, I think that will do it for the show. So thank you, everybody, for chilling and hanging out with us. Before we go, just want to mention, if you want to check out some of the other shows on the Capture the Magic Network, we have the Capture the Magic Universal show, where we talk about Universal Studios, and I don't know if we'll talk about staying at Cabana Bay during a hurricane on that show or not, but we do that once a month, and that's all about Universal Studios. You can catch it on this feed and on its own feed as well if you want to subscribe to a separate channel there. We also have Cool Kids Kitchen, but that's in Club 32. We have Trip Tales, which is Jamie's Trip Report show, and the next one's coming out... And
I just released a new episode, part one of a part two. She took a 2-week-long vacation. It was our first time going to Disney, so we covered a lot. So part two will be up next week.
Okay. And you do get early access to Trip Trails if you're in Club 32.
Yes.
That's another perk as well. So.
Yes.
And we also have Outside the Bubble, which is our show where we talk about things outside of Disney and Universal, so different theme parks and things like that. So if you're looking for something to do outside of those, that's where you can find that, and that is on this feed, and that is once a month as well. So other than that, be sure to check us out on social media. We're like 100 followers away from 10,000 on Instagram, obviously the Facebook group, trying to think, TikTok, we have some stuff there. So anyways, follow us on social media. Check all the links in the show notes. They're all there. And all that stuff. So thank you for everybody for listening and or watching. And hopefully everybody that is, you know, dealing with a hurricane, everybody's safe. Be safe.
Make good decisions.
Yes. don't take any unnecessary risks and everything. So thank you for listening and or watching. And thank you, Jamie, for joining us.
Thank you.
And as Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.
Bye.